All right, so get ready because today we are going to be exploring how some gyms are going like way beyond treadmills and protein shakes.
Yeah.
We're going to dive deep into this idea that to really hook members, gyms need to become master storytellers. Like,
That's right.
what is that about?
Yeah, it's not just about physical fitness anymore. It's about crafting
Right.
an experience,
Yeah.
a narrative that really resonates with people on a deeper level.
Okay, I am intrigued,
Yeah.
but I gotta admit, I'm a bit skeptical. I mean,
Yeah.
does this mean we're gonna have gyms with like knights and dragons battling it out on stationary bikes?
Not quite.
Okay.
It's more about understanding that people are really drawn to stories.
Right?
They crave these narratives that make them feel like they're part of something bigger.
So, how does that translate to the gym? I mean, are we talking about turning every workout into like a Lord of the Rings marathon?
Think of it this way.
Okay.
Our sources point to a concept called the member journey,
Okay.
which maps out the entire experience a member has with a gym.
Mm-hmm.
Each stage, from the first time they walk in the door to hopefully years later,
Yeah.
is carefully designed to feel like a progression, a
Okay.
story unfolding.
So it's like instead of just signing up and wandering around aimlessly,
Yeah.
I'm actually guided through a carefully planned experience.
Exactly. And this journey is typically broken down into five key phases.
Okay, lay it on me.
Okay.
What is phase one?
It starts with onboarding.
Onboarding, okay.
This isn't just a quick tour and a waiver to sign.
Right.
It's about making that initial encounter memorable. Some gyms are using pretty high-tech tools for this, like 3D body scans.
Whoa. So it's not just like, welcome to the gym. It's like, here's a 3D model of you. Let's get to work.
Exactly. And that scan becomes a part of your story.
Wow.
Imagine a gym using that data to create a personalized avatar for you, showing you transforming over time as you progress.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot more motivating than a generic weight chart.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this works. What's next?
Phase two is first steps.
First steps. All right.
Think of those first few weeks at the gym can be intimidating, right?
Oh, totally.
So gyms that are good at this will celebrate your small wins,
Okay.
offer tons of support, and make you feel like you belong.
Yeah, I can see how that would make a big difference. Instead of feeling lost and overwhelmed,
Yeah.
you're actually encouraged and guided.
Right. And once you've found your footing, it's all about growth phase three.
Growth phase three. Got it.
This is where the gym helps you level up,
Okay.
introducing new challenges, maybe some friendly competition, and always keeping things fresh and exciting.
Makes sense. But what about those inevitable moments when motivation dips?
Yeah.
We've all been there, you know? You start strong and then life gets in the way and
Yeah.
you just.
That's where phase four, the dip, comes in.
The dip, I like.
Savvy gyms know this is going to happen, so
Right?
they're proactive.
Okay.
Maybe it's a check-in with a trainer who looks at your progress on that 3D body scan and reminds you of how far you've come,
Oh, nice.
or they offer a new class that you would love. The key is to anticipate those slumps and have a plan.
I got it. So it's not just sign the contract and we'll see you when you show up. It's actually a more personalized and supportive approach. I like it.
And finally, there's retention.
Retention.
This isn't just about keeping people paying their dues.
Okay.
It's about fostering a sense of community,
Right.
making the gym a place people want to be, even if they're not hitting the weights that day.
Yeah, I can imagine this involving some fun events, maybe special workshops, things that make it feel like more than just a gym.
You got it. And our sources are very clear about what not to do if you want to keep members happy.
Okay.
Ignoring them, giving everyone the same cookie cutter routine, having zero personality, that's a recipe for disaster.
It sounds like they're saying gyms need to stop treating members like numbers and start treating them like individuals with unique goals and needs.
Precisely.
Yeah.
But okay, let's say a gym really buys into this whole storytelling idea.
Right.
How do they actually turn themselves into gym-themed J.K. Rowlings?
That's a great question. I'm curious about that too. I mean, it's one thing to say be a storyteller, but it's another to actually do it right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One way is to remember that the gym itself
Okay.
can become part of the story. We often think of a gym as just a space with equipment,
Right.
but it can be so much more.
So instead of just walking into a building,
Yeah.
I'm walking into a carefully crafted experience.
But I think about the vibe you get when you walk into certain places.
Yeah.
Some gyms feel inspiring, uplifting, others feel intimidating or just plain boring.
True.
That's not an accident.
You're saying they're deliberately designing those feelings?
Oh, do you remember those five senses?
Yeah.
They all come into play.
Right.
The music, the lighting, even the scent. These can all be used to create different moods and zones within the gym.
We sent, are we talking like aromatherapy diffusers next to the squat rack?
Maybe not that literally, but they found that certain scents can actually enhance performance or promote relaxation. So you might have a more energizing scent in the cardio area.
Right.
And a calming one in the yoga studio.
I see.
It's subtle, but it adds to the overall experience.
That's fascinating. I never thought about how smell could be a part of the workout.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, especially when you tie it back to this idea of creating a specific feeling or mood.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just the ambiance. Gyms are starting to use technology in really creative ways to enhance the member journey. Mm. Remember those 3D body scans we talked about?
Yeah, of course.
It's not just a one-time gimmick.
So it's not just about seeing yourself in 3D. It's about how they use that information to create a more personalized experience.
Right. Some gyms are using that data to generate personalized reports with visual representations of your progress.
Mm.
Imagine seeing your avatar get leaner, stronger, more toned over time.
Yeah.
That's a story you can really connect with.
Okay, I see where they're going with this. It's about taking something that could be just data points and turning it into something visually engaging and motivating.
Exactly. And this is where the line between gym and storytelling starts to blur.
Yeah.
If a gym is really doing this well, it feels like you're a part of something much bigger than just a workout.
Right.
Right.
So we've got the vibe, the tech, anything else that goes into crafting this experience.
This is where personalization becomes crucial.
Okay.
Cookie cutter routines are out.
Right.
Gyms that are excelling at this are using data AI, even good old fashioned observation.
Interesting.
To tailor workouts to individual needs and goals.
So it's not just here's the leg press, do 3 sets of 10. It's actually about understanding what I as an individual need and want to achieve.
Exactly. And those personalized plans can be integrated into the gym's digital platform, which can also track your progress, offer tips, and even provide that little extra push of motivation when you need it.
And I bet that feeling of being seen and understood goes a long way toward keeping people engaged and motivated, right?
Absolutely. And let's not forget the power of surprise.
Oh.
Think of those unexpected moments that make an experience memorable.
What do you mean, like finding a 20 bill in the locker room?
Well, maybe not that, but it could be something as simple as a handwritten note.
Oh, okay.
From a trainer congratulating you on a milestone or a free smoothie after a particularly tough class.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it's those little touches that make you feel like the gym actually cares about you as a person, not just a paying customer.
Exactly. And all of this.
Right.
The personalized plans, the surprising gestures, even the music and scents.
Yeah.
It all comes together to tell a story, your story.
So you're walking into this thoughtfully curated world.
Yeah.
You're getting personalized attention. You're feeling challenged and supported. I can see how that could be really powerful. But even with all of this, don't we still need someone to actually guide us through this journey?
You're absolutely right. Which brings us to the heart and soul of any gym, the team.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how fancy the equipment is.
Right.
Or how well designed the space is if the staff isn't on point.
Oh.
They're the ones who ultimately bring the story to life.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely had gym experiences where the staff was so unengaged.
Right.
That it just made me want to leave immediately.
That's why gyms that understand this concept are investing heavily in training their staff.
Okay.
To be more than just instructors, they're turning them into storytellers.
So instead of just showing me how to use the elliptical, they're actually weaving a narrative around my workout, connecting it to my goals.
Right.
And making it feel more meaningful.
Exactly. Think of a trainer who, instead of just counting reps, can say something like, 10 reps down, 10 steps closer to that marathon finish line you've been dreaming of.
Okay. That's a lot more inspiring than just you're halfway there.
Right. And this is where things get really interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're talking about training staff to not only be like fitness experts, but also to be motivational speakers.
Yeah.
Almost like coaches who can guide you through your fitness journey.
Yeah.
But does that mean they need to have like a dramatic monologue prepared for every workout?
Uh-huh. Not exactly. It's more about fostering a culture where staff understands the gym's story and their role in it.
Okay.
The sources even suggest creating a club Bible.
A club Bible.
Basically a document that outlines the gym's mission, values, and target audience.
So it's like their own personal fitness manifesto.
Right. And it goes beyond just words on a page.
Okay.
They encourage staff to share their personal fitness journeys with members.
Oh, that's cool.
It's about building authenticity and connection.
That makes sense when you hear someone's real story. their struggles and triumphs.
Yeah.
It's a lot more inspiring than just a generic get fit message.
Absolutely. And this storytelling approach extends to how they handle challenges.
Okay.
Remember the dip we talked about?
Yeah, the dip.
Well, instead of just saying, hey, your motivation is slipping, get back on track.
Right.
A trainer could share a time when they struggled and how they overcame it.
That's so much more relatable and encouraging.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this person gets it. They've been there.
And of course, ongoing training is key. New fitness trends, new tech. It's all constantly evolving.
Yeah, for sure.
And a gym that's serious about this storytelling approach will make sure their staff is up to date and equipped to weave those narratives into everything they do.
So if I walk into a gym and the trainer starts talking about Joseph Campbell's hero's journey while I'm on the treadmill, that's a good sign, right?
Uh-huh. Maybe not that explicitly.
Okay.
But you should get a sense that the staff is genuinely invested in your journey, that they understand your goals, and that they can help you overcome challenges and celebrate your successes.
And it's not just about being knowledgeable. It's about having those people skills.
Right.
Being able to connect with people on a personal level. That's what makes a good storyteller, right?
Exactly. And let's not forget that these are the people who are interacting with members day in and day out.
Right.
They're the face of the gym, the embodiment of its story.
Which makes me think, how do you keep them motivated and engaged?
Mm-hmm.
Because if the staff isn't buying into this whole thing, it's not going to work, right?
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
And our sources highlight the importance of creating a supportive and appreciative environment for staff.
Okay.
This means regular team meetings, opportunities for professional development, and even small gestures of appreciation.
So it's like that whole treat your employees well philosophy.
Yeah.
That applied to the gym setting.
Exactly. Happy employees lead to happy members, which leads to a thriving gym.
True.
But let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
You've got this amazing team, a killer story, and a gym that feels like an experience.
Right.
How do you get people in the door?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
You can have the best gym in the world, but if nobody knows about it, what's the point?
That's where marketing and sales come in.
Right.
But remember, it's not just about getting people to sign up. It's about using the gym's story to attract and, most importantly, retain members.
So it's not just join our gym, it's become part of our story.
Exactly. And the sources really emphasize the importance of authenticity.
Okay.
Using real stories from members and staff is gold.
Because people can spot a fake a mile away, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something as personal as fitness.
Absolutely. Stock photos and generic slogans just don't cut it anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
People want to see real people. Real transformations, real stories.
So where do they start? I mean, every gym has a website these days.
Right.
What makes a gym's website stand out in this storytelling-driven world?
Think of it like this.
Yeah.
The website is the digital front door to the gym's story.
Okay.
It needs to be visually appealing, easy to navigate, and most importantly, tell a compelling story.
Right.
Testimonials, before and after photos, videos. It's all about showing, not just telling.
It sounds like they're saying the website needs to be an experience in itself, not just a brochure of services.
Right. And social media plays a huge role, too.
Oh, of course.
It's not just about posting ads.
Yeah.
It's about engaging with the community,
mm-hmm.
sharing stories,
or
going live with trainers, and creating a sense of connection.
Yeah. I've seen some gyms do this really well. They'll post inspirational quotes, workout tips, even healthy recipes.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel like they're actually adding value to your life, not just trying to sell you something.
Exactly. And then there's the all-important trial period.
Right, the trial period.
This is where gyms can really shine. Imagine starting your trial with a 3D body scan and a personalized plan.
Okay.
And then instead of just being left to your own devices,
right.
you get regular check-ins, encouragement, and maybe even a few surprises along the way.
That's a lot different from the here's a guest pass, good luck approach I've experienced at some gym.
Right. It's about making those potential members feel valued and supported.
Yeah.
Showing them that they can achieve their goals with this gym.
Okay. So they've got the marketing, the amazing trial experience. Anything else that goes into this retention strategy?
This is where data becomes a secret weapon.
Data.
Okay. Gyms that are really smart about this are using data to track member engagement, identify patterns, and personalize communication.
So it's not just about collecting data, it's about actually using it to make the member experience better.
Exactly. Instead of sending out generic email blasts, imagine getting a message that says, hey, congrats on hitting your personal best on the bench press this week.
Oh, that's nice.
Or we noticed you haven't been in for a while. Is everything okay? Here's a free guest pass to bring a friend.
Okay, that's a lot more thoughtful and engaging than just renew your membership.
Right. It's about using data to create a more personal and relevant experience for each member.
Mm.
And this ties back to the storytelling aspect we've been talking about.
Right, because ultimately the gym is helping each member tell their own fitness story.
You got it. But here's a question our sources raised that I think is really intriguing.
Okay.
What happens when a gym tells a great story, but the members themselves aren't buying into it?
That's an interesting point. You can create the most amazing experience.
Yeah.
But if people aren't motivated to participate, it's all for nothing, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like having a blockbuster movie with no audience.
Yeah.
So how do you get people to not only join the story, but become the main characters in their own fitness journeys?
Right. So how do you make sure people don't just sign up for a gym membership, you know?
Right.
But actually become active participants in their own fitness narratives.
Well, that's where the gym's story kind of intersects with the individual story.
Okay.
A gym can set the stage.
Yeah.
You know, provide the tools, the guidance, the inspiration. But ultimately, it's up to the member.
Yeah.
To embrace that narrative and make it their own.
It's almost like they're being handed the script.
Yeah.
But they have to decide how they want to play the role.
That's a great analogy. And our sources talk about how a lot of this comes down to mindset.
Mindset. Okay.
They say gyms should be actively helping members rewrite their internal narratives.
So we're not just talking about physical transformation,
yeah,
but mental transformation as well.
Exactly. Think about the stories we often tell ourselves about fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not strong enough. I'm too old.
Right. Those limiting beliefs.
I've tried before and failed. These are all narratives that can hold us back.
It's like we're creating our own obstacles before we even start.
And gyms that are really in tune with this understand that part of their job is to help members challenge those negative self-beliefs and replace them with more empowering ones.
So how do they do that? Is it like a motivational speech every time you walk in the door?
Not quite.
Okay.
It's more about weaving those positive messages into every interaction.
Okay.
It could be something as simple as a trainer saying, "I'm so impressed with your dedication."
Oh, nice.
Or, "You're getting stronger every day."
I can see how those small affirmations could make a big difference.
Yeah.
Especially if they're coming from someone you trust and respect.
And it goes beyond just verbal encouragement.
Okay.
Think about how a gym celebrates milestones.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just a generic congratulations message,
right,
they could share a story about another member who overcame a similar challenge.
So they're using real stories from real people to inspire and motivate.
Exactly. And that ties back to the power of a community.
Community, yeah.
When you're surrounded by people who are all striving towards their own goals,
mm-hmm,
it creates this sense of shared purpose and support.
It's like you're all characters in the same story.
Yeah.
But each with your own unique arc.
Right. And those individual stories can become incredibly powerful.
Okay.
Imagine a gym showcasing member transformations.
Okay.
Not just in terms of weight loss or muscle gain,
yeah,
but also in terms of how their lives have changed for the better.
So it's not just about aesthetics. It's about how fitness can impact every aspect of your life.
Right.
Your confidence, your energy levels, your relationships.
Exactly. And those stories can then inspire others to embark on their own journeys. It,
yeah,
creates a ripple effect of positivity and motivation.
It's like the gym becomes a breeding ground for these incredible personal narratives.
Yeah.
And it's not just happening inside the gym walls, right? I mean, with social media, people are sharing their fitness journeys with the world.
That's a great point. And gyms that are savvy about this are encouraging their members to share their stories online.
Okay.
They'll create hashtags, host contests, and really leverage the power of social media to amplify those individual narratives.
So it's like the gym's story becomes intertwined with the stories of its members.
Yeah.
And it all spreads outward, creating this larger movement.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole concept so fascinating.
Right.
It's not just about selling gym memberships. It's about creating a culture of empowerment and transformation.
But with all this emphasis on storytelling and experience,
mm-hmm,
is there a risk that the actual fitness part gets lost? I mean, some people just want to work out, not be a part of a Broadway production.
That's a valid concern, but I think the key is balance.
Balance. Okay.
A gym can be a place where people come to escape,
mm-hmm,
to de-stress.
Right.
To just focus on moving their bodies.
So you can still have your hardcore gym rats who are there for the iron.
Yeah.
But you also create a space for those who are looking for something more experiential.
Exactly. And I think the most successful gyms are the ones that can cater to both.
Okay.
They'll have the top-notch equipment, the knowledgeable trainers.
Right.
But they'll also have that extra layer of storytelling, community, and personalization.
And it sounds like the gyms that are doing this well aren't just throwing around the term storytelling as a marketing gimmick.
Right.
They're actually weaving it into the fabric of their business, from their staff training to their marketing to their member experience.
Absolutely. It's a holistic approach, and it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Right.
Each gym has to find its own unique story.
Yeah.
Its own voice, its own way to connect with its target audience.
So it's not just copying what someone else is doing. It's about figuring out what makes your gym special and then crafting a narrative around that.
That's exactly right. And I think that's a key takeaway for our listeners.
Yeah.
Whether you're a gym owner, a staff member, or just someone who loves to work out.
Right.
Think about the story you're telling, both about yourself and about your fitness journey.
It's about recognizing the power of narrative to shape our experiences, our motivations, and ultimately our results.
And remember, your story doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be dramatic or groundbreaking. It just has to be authentically yours.
So instead of comparing ourselves to others or getting caught up in those negative self-beliefs,
yeah,
we can focus on creating our own unique fitness narratives.
Right.
Narratives that inspire us, challenge us, and ultimately help us become the best versions of ourselves.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And that's what makes this whole concept of storytelling and fitness so powerful.
Yeah.
It's not just about physical transformation. It's about personal growth, self-discovery, and connection.
I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today, from the five stages of the member journey to the importance of staff training and the power of personal narratives. Mm. We've really explored the many ways that storytelling can shape the world of fitness.
And I hope this deep dive has inspired you to take a closer look at your own fitness journey and ask yourself, what story are you writing? What obstacles are you overcoming? What triumphs are you celebrating? And who are you inspiring along the way?
Because ultimately, the most powerful stories are the ones we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
So go out there, embrace your fitness journey, and write a story that you're proud of.
And until next time, keep diving deep.